y'all. It's your girl, Shaka the Bell. Welcome to the Aliens from Earth podcast. We are live and in full effect, okay? Tonight is about the ladies. I welcome the men to join. But it's about us today, okay? I'm about to swipe out real fast. Before I start with y'all, I'm going to sprinkle some good vibes on this podcast because what I'm about to tell y'all is about to be the pure, unadulterated truth, okay? So, go ahead, grab your incense, grab your wine, grab whatever it is you feel you need to be in tune, because today is all about the women and the truth about us, okay? Y'all can agree to disagree. I'm about to give y'all some good vibes up and down here. And please invite people to watch and share the live broadcast for those of y'all that are tuning in with me. I am Shaka LaBelle, and before I go into tonight's main topic, yes, get your wine in hand, honey. Shout out to the first four people to tune in, Simone Stokes, Linda Hawkins, Lala Coles, and Kiki. Hello, y'all. I'm going to swipe out. I'm going to swipe in between to read the comments and stuff. But tonight we're going to talk about us, okay? So we got our good vibes. Get your wine in hand. Get whatever it is that you need, because we're going to talk real tonight, okay? And there's a real reason for this, why I really wanted to talk about women today. Because there's been a lot of misconceptions about the women of today versus the women of the past and the women we're going to be tomorrow. So I wanted to just, you know, tie this all in for those of y'all who are confused and need guidance, and to ask for mere suggestions as to how we can be better understood, okay? So, let's start off with this. Let's start off with the things that I think make women beautiful, okay? I'm going to tell y'all what makes us beautiful, and y'all need to listen. Men, women, children, this is actually a safe podcast. Well, up until the point I start cussing, then tell you kids don't watch and don't listen. But here we go. Here's what I think makes women beautiful, okay? Number one, we are nurturers, right? Nurturers, meaning that we know how to nurture. We know how to build and grow and nurture and do things that are necessary to keep us afloat and keep our families and our children afloat. Real women, okay? That's what real women are supposed to do. We are supposed to be the matriarch, the nurturers, the doctors, the givers of life. That is what women are supposed to do, okay? That's who we are. That's who we were made to be. From our breasts that give milk when we are nursing our children, to our wombs that house the children, to the things that we pass on from one generation to the next. That is what embodies us as women. That is what we do as women. This is what we are created to be as women. Now, along those lines of what we are supposed to be versus what we have been made to be is a completely different scenario, okay? I'm about to explain why that is. Because somehow in the matrix, over time, it's been noted and mutated the things that we are. And it's sad because from what I understand, from where we descend from the levels of power that we come from, we are powerful beings, but somehow over the course of the years it's been tainted. And I personally want to know why it's been tainted, because I had grandmamas, aunties, mother, all that stuff that I look to as influencers as to who and what I aspire to be. Even women before me that I never met, even women in history, okay? But oftentimes when you hear about historical events or you see things that happen, there's somewhere in the midst, there is a woman, whether we know about her or not. But now our essence of who we are has been downplayed to our physical appearance and our way of speaking and our way of dressing and how we wear our hair, how we put on our makeup, how we do our nails, how we, all that type of stuff. That is what comes into the picture when we think about women. And I just think that this is just so fucked up that somehow in the midst of real life that our purpose has been mixed up and messed with and twinkled with. Now, there's a lot of things that you could blame for that, okay? We can blame, you know, modernization, you know, change with the times. We dressed one way when we wore long skirts and short sleeve shirts and we covered up our cleavage and we had modest hair and all this stuff. Then, over the course of the years, you know, different things came out, you know, the bikinis that showed titties and, you know, all that stuff. We became more sexualized in the media and the music and all that stuff. But ultimately, it has led to us be more ridiculed by men. And heavily more ridiculed by fellow women. I would like to say that I just think it is a shame that I see women being more critical of women versus men being critical of men. Like, the most you'll see a thing about a man say about another, oh, that's a lame ass nigga, that's a pussy ass nigga, like whatever. Like, all that stuff is all wrong. Oh, that nigga's corny, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to women, like, we throw every name in the book. Ho, bitch, slut, tramp, dirty bitch, trifling bitch, slut bitch, little slut monkey, like whatever names that you could think of comes into the mix now. And I just think it's sad. And it's not to say that some women ain't deserving of this treatment, because some of y'all are, okay? We're not going to sugarcoat it. Some of y'all deserve the name calling, especially if you act not turn. But I just think it's sad that we've now come to a place where we spend more time ridiculing each other instead of uplifting each other. For example, this is just an example of something I've seen people post on Facebook, mainly women. You know, when women go through a hard time in their relationship, right? Like, let's go there. One thing about women is that, I don't know if people know this, but women are emotional creatures. We act off of emotion. I don't care if you talk to the most hardest female you know. She's cried at some point in her life. She's cried. Okay? Hold on. It's about to get real. Hold on, man. It's about to get super duper, super duper real. Okay? Women are emotional, whether you want to give us credit for it or not. Like, we may act like things don't bother us, but they do. They do. Things do bother us. Kiki said, you said it best, because low self-esteem. That's definitely one thing, because low self-esteem is a motherfucker. It's a for real motherfucker. I'm telling you, having a low self-esteem will make you think things about yourself and act things about yourself that you really truly don't want to do, but because you feel so belittled and degraded, you out here doing a whole lot of shit that you don't want to do. You saying things you don't want to say. You wearing things that you may not have worn once upon a time because you feel so belittled. You've now conformed. Right? Now hold on. Let's say a woman gets into a relationship. She starts writing stuff on Facebook about it, right? You know, like some people do. And we're not here to judge those people, because you never know. They may not have somebody they can talk to. They may look to people that they think is like an uplifting support system to give them some type of guidance in the situation. It is not for us to say to one another, you know, I told you. Like, no. Because sometimes women are victims of cycles. There are things we may have seen our moms go through, our grandmoms go through, aunties, stepmoms. There may be things that we may have seen growing up, things that we may have been exposed to that people may not understand, so they look to outside sources for comfort. I'm one of those people that have done that, okay? I'm speaking from what I know. But nonetheless, it don't take away from the sting. And it's one thing to go through something in life and get a sting from that, but then if you get a whole other sting from reading what people have to say about you, things that people think about you and everything, like, women are very mental. And I ain't saying like mental case, but we are very mental. We are thinkers. I don't care if you meet the most whorish female in life. She had to go through a really deep thought process before she got that way. If you meet a woman that's a businesswoman and devotes most of her time to work, she went through a really deep thinking process. We are thinkers, which is not something that we get enough credit for. Women are thinkers. We think. There are thoughts that cross our mind that make us think. And nonetheless, whatever that thought process, whether it be right or wrong, we thought about something before we got to a certain level and plateau. Which is the God's honest truth. We thought about it. We thought about things. And in that, I have a question. What is it wrong for us to think? See, another thing that people don't understand about the female race is that, you know, we are not the same women that we were in the past. Times have changed. Standards have changed. Expectations have changed. So, amongst that change, we have now been able to change ourselves.
And some of us still try to hold on to the morals and values of the women that came before us. But we live in a society like that, and it's kind of goddamn hard, okay? A lot of us are career women. We establish, you know, careers for ourselves. So maybe we don't have time to cook like that. We might not have time to cook up a 5-course meal every goddamn day. We may not be able to do that. We might wear a wig because we don't have the patience or the time to do it versus, you know, back in the day where, you know, the man was bringing home all the money and we just stayed home and we was the homemakers. You know, part of who we are is also because of men too. And I hope that y'all don't take offense to that. But the same way women have changed, so have men. You know what I'm saying? But for some reason, you know, some men, you know, get into this thought process like, you know what, yeah, this is what we're supposed to be. This is what we're supposed to do. Okay, so what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to sit back? We're supposed to sit back and take that shit? We're supposed to deal with it? We're supposed to just, oh, okay. No, ain't just supposed to be, oh, no, oh, okay. No, you change, I change too. But that don't mean that we have to go into the sunken place of society when it comes to women. Another thing I want to talk about is body changing, okay? Because as y'all know, as men know, women know, you know, those of us who choose to procreate and bring life into the world, okay, our bodies change, right? We go through metamorphosis. You know, our boobs grow, our bodies develop a little bit more, we gain a little bit more weight. You know, we may not look like how we used to look in our youth, okay? It's not going to be like that. It's not going to be like that, okay? It's not going to go back to how it was. If you ever see that, there is some severe surgery and dieting involved when that comes. And people need to stop lying about that shit. Like, oh, I just snapped back. But you ain't snapped back. You snapped. You snapped, boo-boo. You snapped, okay? You done did a few things to get yourself into the mindset of who you are. You are welcome. Be welcome to the change. Me personally, I'm happy with the change. I'm happy with the transition phase. You know what I'm saying? But then we get downplayed for the transition phase. So, for example, if a woman don't lose weight fast enough after having the baby, everybody's like, oh my God, she's slacking. She didn't lose the weight yet. Da-da-da-da. Okay, well, guess what? My son is nine. I still ain't lose the baby weight. How about that? Don't make me any less pretty of a person. Don't mean my brain cells have shrunken. I still can think. I still have the right to my feelings and emotions. And I still have an opinion. I still have the same heart that I had. But poof. But we go through a lot. Like, y'all think it's just, oh, people just get pregnant and then just have, and just give birth to baby. And that's it. Like, no, there's a lot of emotional stuff that goes into having a baby, too. You risk the thing of going through the baby blues, postpartum depression, your body changing. Things may not function the way they used to function. All types of stuff. We go through a whole lot, but nonetheless, it's like, y'all think it's just supposed to be like, boom, like, ta-da, fireworks. No! That is not how this works. It's not how any of this works. How kids you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't care how many kids you got. Her body has went through some type of transformation. And until y'all understand that transformation and really put it in your brain like, hey, she sacrificed her body to bring a life into this world. Why not y'all just sit up here and just do the whole, you know, the ridicule thing? It's like, what the fuck for? I gave birth to life. What you did? What did you do? Besides sit there and watch and comment. Get the fuck up out of here. Here's the thing about women. The most, what? Educators. We are educators. We are educators. Because guess what? Even in a two-parent household, right? 9 times out of 10, the man is teaching the child, whether it be girl or boy, about the hard knocks, about the toughness, about all that, the street smart, all that stuff. The women are 9 times out of 10 the educators. Okay? And especially in scenarios where it's a woman doing it on her own, she's the educator, the doctor, the chef, cooking all the meals. She's the maid. She's the male woman. She's the butler. You know, that's what she is. She takes on all of those roles. Okay, especially if she's doing it on her own. Now, I'm going to make a mention of something that I read. It was a question that I read. The question was as follows. Do you think that women are to blame for why there are single parent households? Or that in the case now when a woman, you know, keeps a man away from a child, you know, our kids growing up without fault because women just, you know, are bitter or whatever. Now, don't get me wrong. Some women don't like that. Some women be so mad that they men done moved on and they hold the kids from the daddy. You know, that can happen. I've seen it happen where these are like some stand-up guys or whatever the case may be. Whatever. That can happen. But in many, 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 many cases, a woman is doing it on her own. Because either A, the nigga don't want to be a daddy. Or B, the nigga don't know how to be a daddy. Or C, all of the above. So, any real woman not going to put her children in the system. It's too late to get that abortion. So now she's stuck having to do what a woman is supposed to do. Being the nurturer, the doctor, the chef, and all the other good things. All of the above. That's what just ends up happening. Okay? As far as the bitterness aspect, well, you got to also analyze what did that woman go through that made her so damn bitter. See, everything is a chain reaction. Okay? And when I say chain reaction, I mean it's literally linked. That woman could have seen her daddy not be in her life. Or her uncle do something to her. You know, there's a reason why women build up this resistance to men. And it may not be right how they act on it. It may not be right how they display it. But nonetheless, there's something that a woman had to have been exposed to make her be some kind of way. I don't care if you cook for yourself. This shit here. Like, there's a reason for everything. And until people realize that women are sponges. Like, essentially, like, let's be real. Women are sponges. We soak up a lot. There's a lot of things that we have to soak up and bear and deal with. We soak up a lot of things. And it's sad that we have to soak up so much. But again, like I said, the times change. So in that, we have to now be a sponge. We have to soak up the past, soak up the present, and then have to be prepared to soak up the future. It's like, okay, here we are. I am woman, hear me roar. And then we got songs that come out from my arm, every woman. I am not every woman. I don't want to be every woman. Because it's enough me being a woman on my own. You think I want to be every other goddamn woman? I can't. But when you look at the deeper meaning of I am every woman, that means that we all go through the same goddamn shit. We all get our periods. And that's a doozy. Because some of us get normal periods. Some of us get abnormal periods. Some of us don't get periods at all. Okay? Some of us struggle during the period. Okay? Like, that's one thing. Before we even get to the childbirth, we got to get a period first. That's something that y'all niggas just don't understand. Like, we get periods. We got to have a special pair of underwear just for that time frame when we have to leak. Another thing that we got to go through. Just something else. While we all get to sit up here and wear whatever drawers y'all want to wear, you get to wear whatever clothes. Listen, we bloat. We bleed. We go through things. We go through a lot of shit. Okay? Physically. Now, we ain't going to talk about when we were little girls, you know, because when you were a little girl, that's a whole nother scenario. You start out as a little girl. And you grow up thinking, like, I want to be just like my mama. Or I just want to be just like my grandmother. You know, we have these things, but we see things about these women that we have grown up around and things that we've read in history. We say we want to mimic that. We want to idolize that. But I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, that's damn near impossible. We can hold on to their strength. We can hold on to their poise, their voice, their demeanor, their features. But 9 times out of 10, we've had to create our own way. And then in that, we have now transferred that on to whatever generation that we are now raising. Okay? That's the truth of it. Pardon me. So now the question is like, okay, what do we do now? Right? That's the real question that we have to ask. Like, what do we do now? What do we say now? What do we embody now? Like, who are our, you know, methods of inspiration? You know what I'm saying? Because now, and this ain't to be funny. Like, I'm being dead ass serious when I say what I'm about to say. Both my grandmothers is gone. My mother is deceased. So now I have to hold on to memory of what these women have shown me. You know what I'm saying? And sadly, you know, one of my grandmothers, I unfortunately didn't get a chance to meet. But the grandmother that I did meet and the mother that I did have, I now find myself doing certain things the way they would. Because they were my sources of inspiration. But not every woman is lucky enough to have that source of inspiration. Not every woman has the ability to show that. Or to learn that. It takes really someone to shake you up and say, I want to help you. But that don't happen in this society like that. You know, like, prime example. This ain't even to bring, you know, reality TV into this. You know what I'm saying? Yandy Smith. I don't know Yandy. Yandy don't know me. But seeing her take that girl into her house, you know, in a sense, you know, people like that don't really exist. Well, like, most people adopt children to get a check. But the sense that I get from a woman like Yandy Smith is that she, you know, she mentors. And in the process of her mentoring, she saw a girl that needed intervention, that needed help, that needed uplifting, that needed a stable environment. And mind you, Yandy go through also because, you know, her man locked up, he in jail. But she still opened up her heart and her home to a girl that she knew but didn't know. And in that, that girl has some type of a chance. She has a fighting chance. And the thing that's so sad about it is that a lot of girls don't have a fighting chance. Because we don't give them one. The thing is, we're the OGs now. We're the older women. We are the ones that's setting the standard now. Because a lot of the OGs that we have are old. They're gone. Now we're the OGs. And now the younger girls and boys are looking at us. Because we're the OGs now. And they like, you know, that this is what we see them doing, right? So what they gonna do, they gonna mimic us and then turn it up a little bit more, right? That's what ends up happening. Because now we the OGs. We the ones that done lived life, we done been through our own experiences, started our own families, did our own careers, you know, all that stuff. And now it's like they looking at us for inspiration. Whether it's good inspiration or bad inspiration, I can't give you that because me as a woman myself, I am still in the process of learning. I'm damn near 30 and hell, I'm still learning. I'm still trying to get my shit together. I'm still trying to establish a background for myself. I'm still trying to build myself. I'm going from making a whole bunch of motherfucking mistakes from my teenage years, my young adult years. I'm about to be 30. And I'm still learning. I'm still embracing the changes. I'm still trying to, you know, mold my own vase of life, trying to make my own fabric and connect the dots in my own type of sense. But when you deal with a society like this, well, you know, it's not easy for us to be a woman. It ain't easy. It's hard. It's really hard. And don't let us have did a bunch of fucked up shit in the past, because it's worth, like, oh, how you go from doing this to now you being involved? It's called, you know, elevation. It's called elevating yourself. It's called wanting better for yourself. And because we are emotional and we are nurturers and we are life givers and all that stuff, guess what? When we finally go back to basics, we don't want to be downplayed and disrespected because of our mistakes. We want them to say, you go, girl. Yes, you did that. Yes, sis, fuck it up. You're living life. You're doing what you're supposed to do. I want to hear fucking encouragement. But do I get fucking encouragement? No. I get a whole bunch of negative naysayers that don't want to view me as a woman. That don't want to view women of today as women because we wear weaves and we, you know, get surgeries and all that stuff. Okay, but then why did we do all of that? Because now we got to wear, and again, this, I ain't talking about, you know, anybody in particular, but the way society sets up is that we have to look a certain way. We have to have a certain size of breasts. We have to have a certain size of ass. We have to have a certain size of legs and all that other type of shit. We got to wear our hair a certain way. We got to do that. Like, listen, not only do I give a negative zero fuck about what the hell that y'all want me to look like or how the hell I'm supposed to, like, no, I have to be happy with myself, be content with myself, which is something that women coming up after my generation are not getting the full gist of. For those who do get it, yes, elevate, continue to, you know, put yourself on that pedestal and learn and aspire to be better and not make the same mistakes people like me did. But then it's like they're not getting the full skeptic scenario of what they are supposed to embody. Yes, we have the history books. Yes, we have the things our family tells and all that stuff. But it's like after a while, once certain people pass on, some people don't remember those lessons. And then we have the new generations coming in after us. Not only are they looking older than us, honey, have you seen these teenage girls these days? Honey, some of them look like they're about to meet my age. You got 15-year-olds looking 26. That's crazy. So when they wear all kind of crazy shit to school, shit that we would have wore that shit to school, they would have called our parents, got us suspended, got us detention, sent us home, and all that stuff. Now they wearing crop tops to school and all that type of shit. I'm like, well, goddamn. Getting developing faster than we did. Like, I don't know about you, but when I was 12, 13, 14, I had no titties. Some girls in the Ivy Group did, so I wasn't one of those people. You got girls that's 9 years old with titties. I don't know if it's the milk. I don't know what it is, but they are developing fast. And the dangers of that is that the faster they're developing, the faster it becomes to where people can prey on that shit. Grown-ass motherfucking men looking at 14-year-old girls, R. Kelly-ass niggas, preying on these little girls that have the body of a woman but the mindset of a child. And if they're not being guided by strong male or female influences, these fucking R. Kelly-ass niggas get to sit up here and prey on these little girls. So when you send that girl, well, why, da da da. Well, guess what? If your presence ain't strong enough, this is what we're going to be subjected to. Subjected to. A bunch of young girls with no morals, no confidence, no real stability, going out here in the world looking grown but still childlike and trying to make grown women decisions, but they don't essentially know what it means to be a woman. I'm giving it to y'all as straight as possible. This is what it is. This is where we at. We're in 20 goddamn 19, and we got a bunch of young women coming up that have no idea what the struggles of the great-grandmothers or the great-great-grandmothers went through, because we don't talk about it. Or the history of it was not kept within our families, in our households. So the question that I got is, how the fuck we get that shit back? Because guess what? I may curse up a motherfucking storm, and that is the truth. I do. I do. But it's to express the things that I worry so much about. Because I got a son. You know what I'm saying? And I can't teach my son to be a man. I can encourage him to be the best man that he can be. But ultimately, his daddy, my man, has to do that. He has to take on the reins of showing him how to be a man. And by the grace of God, my son is getting. He got his little kinks or whatever. But nonetheless, you know, he's getting the positive male influence because of who his father is. You know what I'm saying? The same thing when it comes to the girls. A man can't teach a girl how to be a woman. If I had a daughter, I would do my best to be like, listen, don't make the same mistakes your mama made, okay? Don't do those. Because there's a whole lot of hell and heartbreak that come from that shit. But ultimately, it will be my responsibility to teach her to be a woman, but it will be the full responsibility to show her the example of what a man is supposed to be. So now we got all these single-parent goddamn households where it's just the mama, and the mama's just getting younger and younger every goddamn year. So it's like, okay, they still got partial mindset of transition into them, but still have the mind of a child or a teenager. So now, this is what we have to work with. This is the truth of it. I titled this The Truth About Women, because the thing is, the struggle of being a woman today is, to me, equally just as hard as it was to be back in time where women weren't allowed to work, when women weren't allowed to vote, when women weren't allowed to have a voice. Like, we had to sit back and be quiet. But I'll tell you one thing, in that time frame, even in that, we still had a little level of understanding of what a woman was supposed to be. Here we are in 2019, and there's so many young women that don't know how to cook. Excuse me. I learned to scramble eggs when I was five. Five. Count it. Five. My mother was pregnant with my brother, and I learned how to scramble eggs. By the time I was seven, I knew how to make chicken parmesan, fried chicken, and if I really feel like it, I'm going to make myself a mean-ass bowl of soup or peanut butter and jelly. I knew how to survive because I was taught how to survive and how to take care of myself. That way, when I do get a husband and when I do have children, I know how to take care of them. And I could say that I think that even though I'm not perfect and I've made my mistakes and my hurdles along the way, I know how to do what a woman is supposed to do. But sadly, by the time we get to the year, this is what, 2019, I say by the year, we get to the year 2030. If the world ain't fucked up and trifling by that time, I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of women that don't know how to represent themselves, ain't going to know how to have no dignity, no, they're going to just absorb and be sponges. And ain't to say that men ain't sponges. But we are the creators of life, meaning that once the seed gets planted in us, we give birth to it. And it's our job to nurture it. All the women that's coming after me, after you, Who know how to do that? Are they going to know how to nurture? And forget about nurturing a child or nurturing men. Are they going to be able to know how to nurture themselves? Because being a woman is not easy. It ain't. So while you got these men that sit back here on this social media shit and want to be like, oh, women need to do this. Women, okay, so what advice positive did you give to a woman today to enlighten her on how she can better herself? Or did you sit back and use her for pussy just so that you can get yours off, but meanwhile talking all this kind of shit? So you saying, well, women need to do better, but it's like, but what are you doing better, nigga? What you doing? How are you balancing the scales back out? How is society balancing the scales back out? Because at the rate we're going, we'll tell you what they're trying to do to women, okay? They're trying to paint us to be some real fucking animals. They're trying to pass laws to where a woman can get child support before the baby is even full term 8 weeks in the stomach in other states. Trying to make somebody, we only having babies to, you know, to be, you know, from financial gain, because they trying to make it to where if a woman is less than 18, she can start getting child support as soon as she finds out she's pregnant. Trying to take away our right to choose what we do with our body, if we want to have a baby or not. Trying to do that. So they trying to revamp the job of a woman and put it on the government to where they now have to tell us how to be women. What, where the fuck are we at in society where somebody has to tell me how to be a woman? How to carry a baby? How to have a job? I was like, who the fuck wrote the rule manual? Because last time I checked, was none of us born with a manual. Now they trying to create one. Where the fuck that makes sense at? I hope somebody can make some sense. I'm going to read some comments real quick because I've been doing a whole lot of talk. Let's see. My girl Kiki said, hello, say it louder. Simone So said, rerun this. Hi, Lavanya. Thank you for watching, girl. Carla and Tiffany are watching. Yes, yes, yes. Thank y'all for tuning in. But this is the truth of it. Like, this is where we are. It's like, now we ain't good enough to sit up here and be who we are unless society approves of who we are. And it's like, why the hell how did we get here? So that people have to approve of us being who we are. Like, how in the fuck did we get here? I don't understand, and I'm hoping that y'all don't either. Nor should you stand for anything like this. But being a woman is hard work. It is very difficult. Between trying to make sure that we appeal to social standards, to trying to uphold the beliefs and teachings that we have been given since we were God knows how high, to now where we live in a society that is so fucked up to where we have to question, am I enough woman? Am I a woman? Have I done everything I can as a woman? Like, it's a lot of shit that goes into this. And it's sad that what we do as women is not appreciated and celebrated. Like, really, when is the last time you really seen anybody in mass form really praise women for the things that we do? And I know some of y'all might say, we can say the same thing about men. We can say the same thing about them. But it's like, no, I really want to ask y'all a question. Like, when did it be a bad thing to praise women? Like who made up a rule saying that we could not do that no more? That we could not uplift each other anymore? That we could not enlighten each other anymore? That we could not support each other? Like, who made that to be a rule? Who made this be a thing? I'm trying to understand it, but I can't. And you're not going to make me understand this shit. Like, it is hard to be us. And it's unfortunate that it's so hard, but nonetheless, it is what it is. So I have some helpful tips and shit that I'm going to try my best to influence y'all with as I'm doing this podcast thing, because again, I don't plan to hold y'all long. This is just a thought process that I had that I really wanted to bring to the forefront. Something that people need to talk about, because oftentimes everybody want to talk about, you know, shit going on in the media, things going on, you know, regular topics. But it starts from the most basic thing for us to level up on, for us to really, you know, really sit back and think, like, how can we make it easier to be a woman, to appreciate being a woman. Because I've heard so many people say that they don't like being a woman, that they don't like what comes with the territory of being a woman. And that is so sad when you hear people say things like that. When you hear women say that they don't like how they are treated or how they are portrayed. And that's where the shit gets sad. Like, you should not be saddened because you are born to be the gender you are. Because you are afraid of what people have said socially, publicly, you know, all that shit. It's like we should not be here right now. We are in 2019 and we're not celebrating women more? We're not celebrating women enough? Like, why are we not doing that? Why are we not celebrating the black woman, the white woman, the Chinese woman, the Arabic woman, the whoever? Why are we not saying thank y'all for the sacrifices you make with your body? Thank y'all for cooking all these meals. Thank you for nursing us back to health. Thank you for encouraging us to be better people. Thank you for bringing up and uprising the children of life. Why are we not doing that? And as women, why are we not pushing ourselves to be more than what they make of us? Why ain't we trying to elevate? What is making us not want to elevate? Like, what is it? Tell me. I'm looking for solutions. I ain't trying to sit up here and make a problem. I'm here with y'all trying to figure out a solution. What would make it better for women? What would make it easier to be a woman? How can we uplift women better? How can we do better to our women? The ones that want to be something. I ain't talking about the ones that want to sit back and lay on their ass. I ain't talking about the ones that, you know, want to just sit up here and, you know, depend on the masses for support in the sense of practicing fucked up ass behavior. I'm talking about the women that want to feel uplifted, that want to do something with their life. I'm talking about those women. Not the ones that are okay with comfort. I'm talking about the ones that want to be different. Alienated. Hello, plug. Plug. Those who want to be outside the box. This is why I call myself a motherfucking alien. Because I don't want to be in the box. I want to be in the triangle, in the circle, in the oval. I want to be in the, I don't want to be in the box. The box is boring. I don't want to be in the cubicle. I want to run the building that holds the cubicles. That's what I want to do. Tell me what needs to happen for women to feel better about who they are and what and where they come from and the struggles that they are. Regardless, we're gonna face the struggle. We're gonna face it. Being a woman don't come without having a struggle, because that's just how it is. You know, they blame us for making Adam eat the apple. Okay, fine, that's great, but Adam had a choice too. Okay, and this ain't to talk about, you know, it's all, but he didn't have to eat that goddamn apple. Okay, so don't be trying to say, oh, it's the woman's right. No, it's not. Both their asses was at fault. Let me stop. But I'm just saying, accountability is the best thing. So if we're going to take accountability for her where we are, let's talk about it. Let's be real about it. What's going to make it easier? How can we do more for our women? So this way we can do more for our men and do more for our children and do more for the world as a whole. But people don't want to think like that. You know why? Because it's easier to think about the shit that they want you to think about versus what you should be thinking about, because supposedly life is supposed to be easier when everything is carefree. I want to care more. I don't care. It's free, but I don't want to be carefree. I have to care. For not only for myself, but for who come after me and who come after that and what comes after that. Like, it's a whole chain reaction. No matter what you do, it's a chain reaction. Being a woman is a chain reaction. I want you to know, if no one has told you this today, my women of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and maybe this will encourage other women to want to be better, to want to be, you know, to aspire, to want to be better, to want to build and uplift, I want to tell you, I know it ain't easy being a woman. I am one. Got the same sexual scar and the monthly times of the month to prove it, okay? And today I'm here sharing this pain with y'all. I'm here saying that I know it is not easy being a woman. Especially when you have the naysayers of society really trying to bake it down to where we don't appreciate what it is to be a woman. I'm here with y'all feeling that same sentiment. I'm here. And this is as real as it gets for me. I'm really bearing my soul to y'all because I want the solution too. I want us as a whole to be better. Now, if you don't want to be better, that's on you. I ain't got no qualms. If you want to stay down at the nightmare of the bottom, you are more than welcome to do that. Everybody in life got a choice. You got a choice. I got a choice. Everybody got a choice. So if you want to stay down at the gutter, you go right ahead and stay there. You can do that. That's fine. I personally don't want to do that. Because not only do I have myself to depend on, I have a son that looks to me and sees me being a woman. And I want him to have the most positive reflection of women as possible. I don't want him to look at me and think that, you know, oh, women are this way. Like, no, I want to see that my mom's a strong black woman who calls herself an alien. But nonetheless, I want my son to see that. I want the world to see that. I want the world to see us as women for that. But the truth about being a woman is that the truth is so far gone. It is so spread out. It is so different. Being a woman is so different now than it was back then. And it will continue to be different as the years go on, but it don't need to be this damn hard. It don't. I would love to take us together. Okay, I have a full panel of women where we say what we have been through, what pain we've had to endure, what ships we've had to sail on to get to where we are now. And I ain't even talking about the powerful women, you know. I ain't talking about the ones that quote unquote got it all together. I'm talking about the ones of us that's in the middle ground, that's still trying to find our way to get to the higher ground. Okay, I'm trying to figure that part out. I want to get there, and I want to stay there, build it. Even if you don't get to where specifically you necessarily want to be, you will get to where you need to be, which could potentially help somebody else. Some on the climbing stairs with y'all so that we can get there. But I can't climb them stairs by myself. There's too many goddamn women in this world for me to be taking all that on my own shit. Let's pick up some of this weight and do it together. And I'm being sincere about it. But I'm only being sincere to the ones that want to build. I'm only here for that. Let me go to my auntie because let me read this thing. Hold on. We need to do a woman's barbecue. I'm so down with a woman's barbecue or a woman's lunch. I am here for that. I'm here for, thank you, Simone. My auntie said something. She said, first love oneself. When we have a problem, find someone we can really trust to pull it out and heal. If that wasn't the whole comment, auntie, I'm so sorry, but I'm really trying to just click the comment and read it. And it starts with, we must love and uplift one another. Yes, we do. Then I can reach out and love and encourage my sister being a block and fake friend to her. Something. I'm encouraging this. Let's have food. Let's talk about what struggles we have endured around good food and good wine. Every woman bring a dish. I would love that. That would be great. I would be encouraged, you know. Good food, sisterhood. Your auntie. Yeah. Let me tell you something about my auntie that's commenting right now. If you can't see her name is Arlen Whittingham, okay? This woman, okay? When I lost my mother, the words of encouragement that she gave me stuck with me. And the thing is, she didn't have to call me and tell me nothing. She had to encourage me about nothing. She had to do anything. But she literally, the time I called her one night at 11 o'clock at night. And this woman sat there, heard my plight, my pain, and listened to me. Sometimes we need that. We need to unwind and talk. Feel comfortable to talk to somebody about what it is. We feel like we should be able to uplift one another. We shouldn't have to depend on the negative naysayers and all stuff to look to for anything. Uplifting and bettering. Because this is why I want to talk to the women. Because it starts with us. Without us, there ain't no babies. Without us, there ain't no children. It ain't no homemaking. Ain't no, like, without that, that's just it. Like, it's no changing that. We are here. We are women. Hear us roar. Okay? Like, there's a reason why we're here. For the ones of us that are alive and kicking and breathing, there's a reason why we are here. There's a reason why we are women. We were born to be women. Okay? The same way men were born to be men. Now, I don't even know where this is going. Now that I done said this comment, right? I'm going to have the whole other community saying, well, what about the trans? Listen, don't do it. I'm warning you now. Don't do it. Let me have my belief. Okay, let me stick to what I need to stick to. Don't come left field. I'm letting y'all know right now. I'm not here for that. Let me stick to what I'm sticking to. Let me talk to my sisters. I don't care what race, color, creed, none of that. I'm talking to my sisters, my women, the ones, okay? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if I wake up another morning and see somebody and a woman get a Woman of the Year award, I'm going to be mad. I'm telling you right now. And that's just what it is. Take it or leave it. I don't care how you feel, but this is my honest feelings, okay? And I'm taking these honest feelings and I'm pouring it back out to the universe because I want answers. I really want to know why. You and me can figure it out together. But, you know, that's it. Like, I want to be able to walk down the street and tell a woman, like, girl, your hair look good, and not have me look at me like I'm strange. Like, why I have to be a lesbian to tell a female her hair look good? The fuck? Why I gotta be gay to tell a woman, like, oh, girl, your makeup is popping? I'm just showing admiration for something that a girl did right, or hot, like anything. Like, why is it a foreign language for me to compliment a woman? That's mad weird. Like, granted, the women that I talk to, I tell them they pretty, they good, they smart, everything. It don't have to be that I like women. It's like I'm trying to be uplifted. Because everything that I say to a female should not be negative. I should not be calling a bitch out her name or anything like that. I don't want to do that all the time. I mean, sometimes it's warranted, you know, if they get crazy. It's warranted. Sometimes, but that's not who I am all the time. I'm not petty all the time. I have a heart. If I see a woman struggling, go up the stairs with her stroller, maybe we don't need a man to help us up. Maybe I as a woman be like, girl, you need help? I've been here before. I've lifted up a stroller by on the stairs by myself. Hey, let me help you. Not me, that time that's happened to me, and then they'll be like, wow, I've never seen another woman help another woman up the stairs with a stroller. That's strange. Because if I know a lot of us know what it's like to have to take that baby to a doctor's appointment, and maybe the father got a mark or something, you gotta take it by herself, and then be like, you know, I've been there. I've been there, done that. And we gotta do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of struggles that, you know, we have to go through. Like, cut it out. Like, stop it. Like, we're better than this. Okay? So I have a challenge that I'm issuing women. I am issuing every woman on my timeline this challenge. And I don't care if you didn't want to watch today. You're going to be faced with this shit because you're going to get tagged. Okay? I'm going to tag you in the challenge because here it is. I challenge y'all for the rest of this month. And the rest of this year. Now, you know, we're going to go for the rest of the year. I ain't going to limit it to a month because that's how shit get forgot about. The whole year. You take one woman that you know and you give her a compliment. Yada yada, my time, I got about 4, 5, 6, 7, 800 friends. I'm pretty sure for 300 something days, you can find one woman and give her a compliment about something. So I'm taking on this challenge myself and I encourage my other females to do the same. Okay? I don't care if it's somebody in your family, I don't care if it's a friend, anything. And I ain't even saying you gotta do the shit every day. But once in a blue moon, tell one woman something about herself that is positive. Because you never know who might need to hear it. You never know what female they're having a fucking bad day. And maybe they're like, you know what? You're beautiful. You're smart. I like how you wear your hair. I like your courage. Like, whatever it is. But you will find something positive to say about a woman. I don't care what woman it is. Now, luckily, everybody on my friends list I rock with, so I ain't got to fake the funk and say nothing that I don't really mean. So, whatever is on my timeline, I could be honest and say, sis, whatever, I'm going to just tell you what it is, okay? So, I ain't got to lie to nobody. If I give you a compliment, I legit mean it. I ain't got to fake the funk for y'all. Like, I really want to do this. Like, here we go. Let's love one another. God damn it. Like, shit, life's too goddamn short to be hating everybody all the goddamn time. Like, hell, if you're having a bad day, find a woman. And this, and I'm only in cut. Like, listen, if the men want to participate, you're more than welcome to. But not for no ill-gotten gain, though. Like, don't be giving no bitch no compliment and you just doing it because you want to slide in. Like, no, like, legit, if you really want to uplift a woman, give her a sincere compliment. Like, a sincere one. Like, if she posts a picture of dinner cooking and the shit look good, like, hey, I like, whatever. But uplift the women, because without uplifting us, you can't uplift the males, and the males up the mall, because guess what? We don't feel too down in the dumps to really do anything. But I'm going to leave y'all with this thought. The truth about women. I hope y'all understood it. I hope y'all processed it. Hope you thought about it. If you pray, I hope you pray on it. If you meditate, hope you meditate on it. But this was the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help me God. And I ain't even got to swear on a Bible for y'all, because ain't no point. I ain't telling not one lie sitting here. Okay. So on that note, thank y'all all that tuned in tonight. Okay? I'm going to give y'all a shout out to everybody that I seen that tuned in. My auntie Arlen Winningham, thank you so much. Carla Hernandez, thank you, darling. I'm scrolling up. Simone, girl, my A1 since day one. Lily Cook, I'm signing waving, everybody. I'm so sorry, man. I was so busy talking. It's Maisha Davis, thank you, girl. Lynn, okay. Mahogany Drayton, thank you so much for watching. Anybody whose name I didn't get to, I'm actually going to save this live of my thing today so y'all can rewatch it if you missed it. But thank you to all the women of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Because I promise I'm going to try to be a better woman every day, all day. For those of y'all that missed this live broadcast, if you don't feel like watching my big head ass talking, you can go onto my podcast page on Anchor or Spotify or whatever and listen to me talk about this real life shit. I am Shaka LaBelle, and you have tuned in to the Aliens from Earth podcast with your girl. Y'all have a blessed week, blessed tomorrow, blessed year, everything. And I will talk to y'all next week.
Here.